It's springtime, the sun is shining, the flowers are in bloom and the bees are buzzing. But as anyone who suffered from hay fever will know, spring is also the time to be alert to a range of seasonal allergies. Here today to talk about taking the sting out of spring is Quentin Summers. Quentin is a respiratory physician at Royal Perth Hospital. Good morning, welcome. What are the most common allergic reactions at this time of the year?
Well, as you've just said, spring is upon us and it's pollen time, and hay fever is beginning to rear its head already. Classically, sneezing, runny nose, blocked nose, itchy eyes, runny eyes, itchy throat, and we'll see increasing amounts over the next few months as the weather dries.
Sometimes a change of the weather, like it is right now, is beautiful, can trigger asthma. What things can people do to manage asthma at this time of year?
Asthma and hay fever are very similar things. One of the biggest things that people can do is to avoid triggers if they know them. Perhaps a better way of managing things is to take medications regularly. We've got very effective medicines that can prevent hay fever and asthma causing symptoms generally. It's just a matter of taking the right medicines prescribed by your doctor usually.
Is it something that people think, I'll just put up with it, rather than see a GP or specialist?
Yes, people tend to put up with a lot of things, especially hay fever when it's mild. Just the odd sneeze or itch or runny nose isn't going to bother you too much. If your hay fever is really severe, then it'll probably prompt you to do something. And when it's severe, your nose is blocked all the time, you wake up at night because you can't breathe through your nose, you feel miserable and tired. And generally, that will make people do something, see their doctor or get an antihistamine from the chemist.
What are the triggers?
Again, things like pollens in people who are sensitive to pollens. A lot of people with hay fever are sensitive to cats, dogs. Cut grass is another one. And, of course, house dust mite. House dust mite is something that causes allergy all year round. Is not particularly prevalent in spring.
You're talking about treatment options, medication. Is that usually tablet form?
For hay fever, there's two main types of treatment. One is tablets using antihistamines. Antihistamines used to make people feel terribly drowsy and sleepy. The newer generations don't do that. They work very quickly, last for a long time. So if people have mild intermittent symptoms, using an antihistamine tablet as needed is the way to go. But if they have symptoms all the time, then we usually recommend nasal steroid sprays.
Is there any issues that come from using it over a long period of time?
Generally not. The amount of steroid in steroid nose sprays for hay fever is minuscule. So the amount of medicine that actually gets into the person's system or body to cause long-term problems is very, very low. Sometimes there can be an effect on the nasal mucosa or the lining membrane of the nose, which sometimes can get a bit thin. Some people who use lots of steroid nose sprays for a long time can sometimes get nosebleeds. But generally it's fairly innocuous, and they only tend to need them for 6 weeks at a time.
I'm reading here about the long-term allergy treatment called allergen immunotherapy. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, so that's basically our attempt to try and fool the immune system that whatever the person is allergic to, it isn't a foreign body, if you like, or an allergen. So if for someone who is allergic to grass, we give them either injections or tablets under their tongue, starting off with tiny little doses of grass allergens and gradually build them up. And as I say, it fools the immune system and stops causing reactions. Takes a long time.
I was going to say, have things changed over the years? Are the conditions more grasses, different grasses? Does that make any difference?
I don't think they've changed over the years, so it probably doesn't make a difference. We see as much hay fever now as ever.
When it is in its extreme form, Is that anaphylaxis?
No. Anaphylaxis is something completely different.
I'm not even saying it right, let alone understanding it.
You did it fairly well. Anaphylaxis is the most severe and feared allergic reaction because it's a reaction that involves the whole body.
Mm.
People get wheezy, can't breathe, heart starts to race, their blood pressure may drop, sometimes they get diarrhea, and anaphylaxis can kill. People with known anaphylaxis are usually given adrenaline syringes to carry with them in case they have a reaction.
Can you find that out, like be in your 30s and suddenly realise you have that kind of...
Yes. Yeah,
that's awful. Thanks. That's not good news. So what's the best approach for that? Go straight to emergency department if something happens?
If something like that's happening and you don't have an adrenaline syringe, haven't been diagnosed and treated, then yes, you'll need to go to an emergency department. And if you don't get there very often, an ambulance is going to take you there because you become very sick very, very quickly.
You're a respiratory specialist.
Yes.
Is there any combination of having had a flu, a low immune system during the winter that might make us more susceptible to hay fever and asthma in the season?
Good question. I don't think it makes us more susceptible, really. It perhaps indicates an underlying problem. So patients with asthma and hay fever may get the flu more often than others. But because they've already got an underlying problem with either their lungs or their nose and sinuses, it can often cause more trouble than someone who doesn't have those things getting the flu. So it can lead to chest infections or sinusitis.
Mm. I'm chatting with Quentin Summers, a respiratory physician at Royal Perth Hospital, and we're talking about the lovely spring weather and what it brings to us. Are there any other seasonal allergies that are more common during springtime?
Well, generally the grasses and the pollens, because, of course, particularly this year, we've had a pretty wet winter,
yeah.
So we're expecting a lot of growth, which will cause more hay fever, very likely.
Good for the wildflowers, not so great for the hay fever.
Good for the wildflowers. A lot of people with hay fever tell us that they're allergic to flowers, when in fact they're not. Flowers don't produce pollens as a rule, or at least pollens that make you allergic. Again, a lot of people with hay fever have quite twitchy noses, and so if they're around irritating fumes, then they'll have symptoms, and so sometimes the odours from flowers are strong and cause a reaction, and people say they're allergic, but it doesn't happen.
Allergies are misunderstood generally,
yep,
aren't they?
Very much.
Where can we find out more about hay fever and other allergies?
Well, there'll be websites. There's an Australian asthma website. There's an Australian allergy website. And, of course, the health department has one, healthywa.wa.gov.au.
Quentin Summers, thank you very much. healthywa.wa.gov.au. You'll find out more about allergies. Thank you for chatting with RTRFM on Fitter Happier this morning.